A reflection on our reading. Sometimes, Lord, when we read what the scriptures say about apocalypse, when the scriptures speak about nation rising against nation, and earthquake and famine, plague and terror, we tremble, for it could be coming right now, this day of the Lord, this end time. Sometimes, Lord, we simply don't realize that the words are not there to scare, but to lift and encourage us, to remind us that no matter what happens, no matter how tough life gets, no matter how much images on the news may shock and appall us, with situations beyond our control and understanding, ultimately you are in control. You have the power. You have the key to death and death's domain, and to life with a quality that is eternal. So forgive us when we're so scared that we shut you out. Forgive us when we lose faith in you. Forgive us for our apathy. Help us to stay with you. Help us to build up our confidence in you. Help us to look more closely at your word. Help us to hear the good news that puts the bad into perspective. Encourage us, Lord, for we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. We sing our closing hymn, "Give me the faith which can remove."